SBS Spice is where South Asian culture and identity take center stage. What makes us tick or ache? Search SBS Spice podcast online or listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
This Melbourne University Orientation Week is in full swing. Among the crowd of undergraduates, a group of master's students are chatting about their latest project, rolling out a new tool for those coming from overseas and trying to navigate Victoria's healthcare system. Tuha Yasmin is studying her master's degree in public health and is one of the project team leads.
When you're in a new country, you're trying to adapt to this new country's lifestyle, how everything works. It's just a lot of extra stress added onto your studies.
The group of three are all international students who have experienced falling through the healthcare gap.
I was being ping-ponged between my GP and a hospital and different service providers where I had to do two MRIs within, like, I think a three-week span because an outpatient MRI wasn't being accepted by the hospital that I was sort of referred to, and that just caused a lot of undue stress and a lot of financial burden as well.
Originally from India, postgraduate student Aishira Patil found herself in a similar position.
I was diagnosed with diabetic 2 a few months back, and that's when I realized I was keeping myself from going to the clinic. I was feeling something is wrong, but I wasn't sure what. I was just sticking to, okay, what's the issue and how will they diagnose me? How will they, how is the financial cost going to hit me?
A recent survey found as many as 60% of international students fear the cost of healthcare. Indonesian-born Oli Patagi says it's an all-too-common mindset among her friends.
And the answer would be like, just don't get sick. Or like just make some tea when you're getting sick or getting flu. No need to go to, GP or clinics just because it's very hard. We just never know how to use it. And then our friends suggesting us for do it. So we just never really thought about it. So it's kind of like a biggest gap for most Indonesian students.
The group has helped design a website specifically for international students called Safe Down Under. The initiative is driven by Auswise, an NGO aimed at supporting international students in Australia. Its president is Manorani Guy.
Students are coming from over 50 countries, and each has a different lens when they look at seeking help, whether it's mental, whether it's sexual. We have to be able to meet that need.
The project is also being supported by the Melbourne Sexual Health Centre. The centre's director, Professor Jason Ong, says about half of his clients are born overseas.
One of the key things is access. So we need to get people to the door to do the test. But before that are all these steps. We mentioned about the fear, the ignorance, the stigma, and so on, and the uncertainties around, who do I go to? Once we get through all those barriers, then we can give them the tests and help them. And a lot of STIs are curable. So as long as we detect it, we can help the person on the spot.
Auswise's Manorani Guy says that there are deeply held fears among international students about the results of sexual health tests, which are always confidential.
Is it going to go back to the Indian consulate, the Malaysian consulate or whatever? Is it going to go back to immigration? Are they going to cancel my student visa? Am I going to be put on a plane? So all these fears are genuine. They're real.
Indonesian international student Oli Patagi agrees that eliminating the stigma around healthcare is one of the biggest steps in bridging the gap.
I think coming from the cultural background of taboo, talking about it, not only mental health, but also like sexual reproductive health. So it's kind of like very difficult. Even do I have a right to go there and see seek these services.
And that is the difficulty this new tool seeks to overcome, steering vulnerable students towards low-cost and culturally safe services. Edwina Guinan, SBS News.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.